talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on right now at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, located at 68 Haygood Avenue in downtown Charleston. The Charleston Home and Design Show got underway yesterday, and we've had great attendance at the show, and so far the attendance has been great today, and there's still plenty of time for you to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show going on right now until 6 p.m. tonight. Show hours tomorrow on Sunday are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you, and as I mentioned, it's going on at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, inside the heated Johnson Haygood Stadium. Some people get a little confused sometimes and ask if we have the displays out on the football field. No, everything is inside. Everything is covered and protected from the elements and heated. And the Citadel underwent a $142 million renovation a few years ago and completely redid the stadium, and they created an awesome huge concourse area where we have many of the majority of the displays set up, and then we also have displays on the fourth floor club level with two elevators to take people upstairs to the club level. And lots of reasons to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. We're going to be giving away six different $2,000 home improvement prize packages this weekend. We always have local winners, and so six different locals are going to win one of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages. They include a $2,000 eight-piece cookware package from Kitchen Craft, a $2,000 shopping spree from Danco Modern Furniture, a $2,595 hanging bed swing from Aiden Fabrics and built by the Saltwood Company, a $2,000 landscape master plan from Remark Landscape Architects, a $2,000 custom walk-in closet makeover from Tailored Closets, and also a $2,000 natural stone countertop package from MVP Granite and Flooring. So lots of and we usually have one big prize winner. At this show, we have six different prize winners. And so come on down, fill out a registration form, and you might win one of those prize packages. And we'll be announcing the winner on Monday. We always have local winners, and we always announce who those winners are. You don't have to be present to win either. We're also offering free design consultations to homeowners today. And if you'd like to sit down with a professional ASID interior designer, we've partnered with the Carolinas chapter of the American Society of Interior Design, and we have a number of professional interior designers that have volunteered their time, and they're on hand right now to sit down with you for a free 20 to 30 minute design consultation. Whatever design dilemma that you might have, you can stop by the Charleston Home and Design Show today, and we'll work you into the schedule. Also, right near the entrance of the Charleston Home and Design Show, you're going to see an amazing tiny home that was inspired by the TV show Tiny House Nation. And we've got this tiny home on display. It was built by Amerisips Homes to demonstrate state-of-the-art building technologies that they put into their traditional size homes. And so come on down here and see this amazing tiny home on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And if you want more information, Charleston, the website is charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Admission today is and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, is $7. And you can get a dollar off coupon at our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Or you can just clip a coupon, one of our coupons that we have in the Post and Courier today or yesterday. We've been running them all week for a dollar off admission. Definitely was plenty of time today for you to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. And I want to mention all of our sponsors that make the show happen. First of all, we have almost 100 local A-list vendors that are here on display. And then as part of those vendors, I want to mention our sponsors, Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings, Melser Tile, Amerisips Homes, Real Deal Countertops, Advance Window Fashions, Energy One America, Crawl Space Solutions, and also ABC News 4, Y1025 FM, and 94.3 WSC FM, the same station you're listening to now. But thanks so much to all of our sponsors who make the show possible. And plenty of time today to come on down. Show hours today are going on until 6 p.m. And then show hours on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Kids under 13 are free. And we're located at 68 Haygood Avenue in downtown Charleston, inside the heated Johnson Haygood Stadium at the Citadel. And so there's plenty of free parking surrounding the stadium. So we want everyone to come on down. If you want more information, go to our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Have a great weekend. Jumpstart your project. Don't miss the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on right now at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And joining us now is the Charleston Home and Design Show director, Sherry Crawford. How you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tim.
Good, good. Sherry, we've been doing these home shows since 2004.
Yes.
Quite a few under our belt, right?
Yes, we've had quite a few.
We're up to three shows a year. We've got the Charleston Home and Design Show going on right now. We have our Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which takes place every April, and also the Custom Home and Remodel Show, which happens every August. And Sherry, you've been the show director for every single one of our shows since we started back in 2004.
Yes, I was here when we first started the shows. It's been a lot of fun to watch them grow. And, you know, we did start with one show and now we're to three a year. And I know that the people of the Charleston area, the homeowners, the people building, look forward to our shows. So it's a lot of fun to put them on for them.
Right. We've kind of become known as the downtown home show that people have grown to love over the last 10 years or so.
Yes, that's correct. And they expect to see certain exhibitors there, certain products like cabinets, builders, pergolas, and hardscapes. So it's great to know that each time we bring these great quality vendors back to them.
Right. And we couldn't have the Charleston Home and Design Show without our quality vendors. And so we're very so grateful to all of our vendors that have been with us for many, many years. These are A-list companies. Very well-known, established Charleston contractors and suppliers, home-related companies that have been with us for many, many years. So thank you so much to all of our vendors. We've got almost 100 vendors here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Lots of good variety of products. We've got a good number of builders and remodelers here.
Yes, we do. I mean, basically, we have some people who focus directly on remodeling, and then those who build custom homes from the ground up. So whatever you're looking for, whether it be an addition or a brand new home, there are people here to meet.
Right. We've got companies that that can help you with a brand new kitchen, with a brand new bathroom. We've got outdoor companies that can help you create a backyard oasis, any kind of backyard outdoor living space that you're looking for. Really, it covers the gamut of all the different categories. There, I don't think there's we even have architects here, for example.
Yeah, and another great category that we do have covered is we have different products for energy efficiency.
Oh yeah,
spray foam, solar panels. So it's definitely something that's good for everybody, even if you're not looking to remodel your home and you're trying to save some energy. Mm-hmm. Come out and see the products that are available.
Yep, and the Charleston Home and Design Show is going on right now. Today we're here until 6 o'clock at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And just to clarify, we get this question sometimes: is the home show out on the football field? The answer is no. Everything is inside, and the Citadel underwent a $42 million renovation a few years ago, and they completely redid the west side of the stadium, and so they created this awesome concourse that is heated, and all the vendors are inside. It's protected from the elements. And so we've got this massive concourse with vendor displays set up. And then we also have vendor displays up on the fourth floor club level, which is kind of exclusive. If you came to a Citadel football game, you wouldn't necessarily get access to the fourth floor club level unless you make like a $30,000 donation to the Citadel. But today it's everybody gets access to the fourth floor club level. We've got two elevators that take people up to the fourth floor club level, and it's got amazing views of the Ravenel Bridge and downtown Charleston, and tons of vendors that are set up on the fourth floor club level. And that's where we also have our grand prize registration area set up. And Sherry, this weekend, usually we give away one big prize at our home shows. And this weekend, there will be six different winners.
Yeah, we're going to kind of spread the wealth. And instead of one person winning a big prize, we have the chance to win six different prizes that are also still pretty nice-sized prizes.
Oh, yeah. These are $2,000 home improvement prize packages, and we're giving away six of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Right. The first one is an 8-piece cookware package from Kitchen Craft. It's very, very nice cookware, and it is a $2,000 package.
And Kitchen Craft is here doing demonstrations and showing people, demonstrating how to cook on this cookware.
Yes. My daughter has been to the show many times to watch their little display, and they've got her sold. So mm-hmm. It is very healthy cooking and a great product. Mm-hmm. Also, we have Danco Modern Furniture. They have a $2,000 shopping spree. You know, you can go in there and pick out a couple different things you want. I know they have the stressless chairs, which are really awesome chairs. So definitely something to look at. And they will be at the home show as well, so you can see those there.
And they've got that awesome, it's not really a pull-out sofa, but it's kind of like a love seat size sofa that just easily opens up. It's not a pull-out sofa. It's actually very, very comfortable.
Well, it's actually a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel at all like a pull-out couch. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're sleeping on a regular bed. And they do bring the smaller version, which is like a love seat, but they do actually have full size
in their
store.
Gotcha. And Danco Furniture, thanks so much to them for giving away a $2,000 shopping spree to Danco Furniture.
Absolutely. And then next, Aiden Fabrics is giving away a hanging bed swing. This is from the Saltwood Company. They're the ones who actually build the bed, but they are sold at Aiden Fabrics. And I don't know if everybody knows what a hanging bed swing is, but they're just absolutely beautiful and just a great place to relax outside on your porch.
Very popular. And this actually five of the prizes we're giving away are valued at $2,000, and this bed swing is actually valued at $2,595. So it's a little more expensive than the standard $2,000 prize package we're giving away. So that's pretty cool. And thanks so much to Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics for donating this awesome bed swing that that people can register. And let's take a moment and tell people how they can register to win one of these six different prizes.
Well, as you come into the show, we will at the ticket booth hand you a grand prize drawing form. When you get up to the club level, you would fill that form out and turn it in. And we will draw in the end six names, one for each prize.
You don't have to be present to win. We always have local winners. And, you know, one of the things someone said this a long time ago and it stuck with me. They said, I feel like I have about as much of a chance to win the lottery, whether I buy a ticket or not. And, as it relates to the prize giveaways at the Charleston Home and Design Show, we always have local winners. And, on Monday we'll take all of the registration forms that people have filled out. And we'll choose six different winners. They're local winners. We announce them on our radio show, and so it's a totally legitimate contest that we're having here.
Absolutely. The next prize on the list is a landscape master plan done by Remark Landscape Architects, where they'll come to your house, you know, kind of survey the situation and do a master landscape plan for you. This is definitely great. Whether you're remodeling, fixing up your yard, or especially if you're building a new home, you can kind of start with a master plan rather than just throwing a few bushes here and there.
Well, people sometimes will say, okay, I want a pergola, I want a paver patio, I would like room for a swimming pool, and I'd like maybe a swing set for the kids. And how am I going to make all of that work in my backyard? You know, how do I make it so it's seamless and it looks beautiful? It creates this beautiful outdoor living space. And Remark Landscape Architects can assist with that. And I've interviewed them several times, and they tell me about how people feel like they're going to try to do it themselves, and they call Remark after a few years they've had problems, and oftentimes Remark has to kind of start from scratch and dig up the trees that the homeowner has planted or the hedges that they've planted because they're too close to the house or this or that. Common mistakes that he says J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architects says homeowners make all the time. And so you're going to have the winner of the $2,000 master landscape plan will be able to work with Remark Landscape Architects and have a plan, whether you implement that plan all at once or over a matter of time. That's up to you, but it's a great prize, and we're very grateful to Remark Landscape Architects for the $2,000 landscape master plan they're giving away this weekend.
Yes, and the next one is got to be a favorite for all the women. It is a custom walk-in closet makeover. Mm-hmm. It is a $2,000 package. I mean, who doesn't love a great closet?
Oh yeah, and tailored closets. We're very grateful to Tailored Closets for donating a custom $2,000 custom walk-in closet makeover. And they do beautiful work. They will take your existing walk-in closet and transform it. And so somebody's going to walk away with a $2,000 custom walk-in closet makeover this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
And the last thing is a countertop package, a natural stone countertop package given by MVP Granite and Flooring. It's a great way to upgrade your countertops in your kitchen or your bathroom. $2,000 toward that.
Yeah, people often think that granite countertops are not affordable for you, and surprisingly, it is. And you know, a lot of times, MVP has granite that's priced in the $30 to $40 per square foot range. And, you know, the average kitchen has about 60 square feet of countertop space. So 60 square feet times $30 to $40 per square foot, you know, you can have brand new countertops in your kitchen for that, for this $2,000 natural stone countertop package that, that we're giving away this weekend. And special thanks to MVP Granite and Flooring for donating that $2,000 natural stone countertop package.
We're very excited, and I wish I could win a couple of these things, but since I can't, come out and enter.
Yeah, and think about, once again, using that the lottery comparison. You know, they always say one in 34 million or whatever million chance of winning something. We usually have about 2,000, 2,500, maybe 3,000 people who come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. So you've got a, you know, a much, the odds are much better that you would win a prize at the Charleston Home and Design Show than if you did buy a lottery ticket. And so, you know, we're going to be giving away six of these prizes, and you, and if we have 2,500, 3,000 people that, that, that come to the show this weekend, hey, that's, you know, there's six winners out of 3,000 people who might be visiting the show. So it's good chances that you might win.
It's very good odds. And I've called over the years many of people who have won our grand prize drawing, and I always hear, I never win anything.
Uh-huh.
We'd like to change that for you as well.
Yep. And we always have local winners. Somebody local is going to win one of those six different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. We want everyone to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today. We're open till 6 o'clock today, and then we reopen 11 a.m. Tomorrow until 5 o'clock on Sunday. And if you want more information, go to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. That's CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. Thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on right now at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, and we are in day two of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Traffic has been fantastic. Lots and lots of activity, lots of homeowners coming out. Obviously, a lot of people have projects for their home, or they're looking to build a new home. And as far as that goes, one of the best tools that homeowners can experience is the tiny home that we have on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And joining us now to talk about the tiny home is Steve Bostick with Amerisips Homes. How you doing, Steve?
Great, Tim. It's great to be here this morning.
You bet. Steve, Amerisips Homes is a home builder here in the Charleston area. Take a moment and just tell everybody about Amerisips Homes, and then we'll talk about the tiny home that Amerisips Homes has built.
Great, Tim. Yeah, thank you very much for having us here this morning. It's been a great show, and things are really ramping up here. Just a bit about Amerisips. We, as you know, are pretty much of a one-stop shop. We're vertically integrated. We work with all of our clients in their design of their home. We're experts in the engineering and design of what we call our InsulSteel product system. And that's it's a system that's been designed and developed over a number of years that allows you to build your home relatively quickly. Once we get through the design process, do the engineering, and as our little bunkie here goes, it's a much smaller home than you would expect to see on your typical lot. But the way we put it together, the speed of it, and then the outcome that we have is that we're building things that are super energy efficient. Mm-hmm. So our focus is on energy efficiency, great design, incredible quality, and we're able to demonstrate that today here at the show.
Mm-hmm. And we're right next to the tiny home that Amerisips Homes has built. And the nickname for this tiny home is what?
Well, we call it a bunkie.
Okay. Why do you call it a bunkie?
I think back to a client that we had many, many years ago on in Savannah. They had built a big house, and they came to us, and their son was actually going to move back. and his name was Bunky. Okay. They didn't want him to move in the house with them. They said, we want to build a small home the back of our property for Bunky. And okay. So it's been Bunky ever since.
I gotcha. How big is this tiny home here on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Well, this home here is, it has to be built to DOE specifications in
That's
terms of energy,
of energy,
air, Department of Air, Energy for sure. And also, we've got to build it to the road conditions of what the Transportation Department will allow us to pull here in the area.
Because the tiny home is on a trailer. It's built on a dual axle trailer.
Yeah, as you can see, it's the overall width is about 8'6" wide. It's a little over 21 feet, and it also has a little deck upstairs for the bedroom. So all totaled, I guess if you were to measure it in square footage like you would a house, there'd be a usable square foot of about right at 200 square feet.
Gotcha. Okay. And we have we've been in talks with Amerisips Homes for over a year now about we talked about doing having you folks have a tiny home on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show last year, and it just never came to fruition. And so we're so glad to that we were able to work with Amerisips Homes to have a tiny home on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And if anyone has ever watched cable television's Tiny House Nation, there really is a trend going on nationwide with people downsizing and moving into having these tiny structures built where they actually live. Now I don't know how people do it. I could see, you know, putting this tiny home out on a wooded lot or you know a lot overlooking a marsh and being kind of a weekend retreat, but people actually live in these tiny homes.
Well, that's a fact. I think we've been building homes that are in the, you know, anywhere from $500,000 to $1.5 million are under construction now. But the market, there are many niche markets in housing, depending on where the person is in their lifestyle, what they want to be doing, where they want to be doing it. But I think this new segment of this tiny home, and we've been tracking on it for quite a while, is that people are looking for not just, let's say, a 200-square-foot home, which this one's on a trailer. We call this kind of a weekend getaway. Mm-hmm. It's a great place. If you have a home, you know, throw the kids in the thing, head for the beach or head for the mountains, and then you've really got your house right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've equipped it with solar systems. We have state-of-the-art equipment in this little house that's just like what we'd be building on a $2 million home.
Mm-hmm.
But it fits a different market, and we haven't defined all that market yet, other than we know from out west that a number of people are saying, you know, I'm tired of payments. I really want to get a small home. I want it to be really energy efficient, and I want it to fit my lifestyle. I don't want, you know, my house dictating, you know, my life to me. My mm-hmm. energy bills are too expensive. Maintenance and upkeep is too much. So you actually find people, couples, singles that are buying into this product. And I talked to one guy out in Denver and he had sold 50 of them.
Mm.
So, and he said there are all different kinds of people are buying it. But I think the fact that it's a mobile, it's not an RV, it's a totally different experience
mm-hmm.
than hopping in a trailer because it is really a tiny house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, you know, high ceilings in it. We've got solar systems on the roof for power. So it's more something that will fit across a broad spectrum of people that have unique needs.
Gotcha. Steve, take a moment and kind of paint a picture for our listeners of we've had homeowners getting in and out of the tiny home all weekend long, and it's right, we've positioned it right at the entrance to the Charleston Home and Design Show. So you pass right by it as you enter the show. Kind of describe for our listeners what they will experience, what kinds of building technologies, state-of-the-art building technologies that you've integrated into this tiny house, and how these state-of-the-art building technologies can convey to a traditional size home.
Right. Well, I think we're probably one of the leading companies in the country The Department of Energy has named us to one of the most energy-efficient builders in the country. Along with that is we've been named as in the top 1% of all builders. And so what we're doing and what we're displaying in this little house is an incredibly energy-efficient eco shell, as we call it. It's made out of styrofoam, not that much different than what you would experience in, you know, a cooler, let's say. Mm-hmm. So it's incredibly energy efficient. But then we've designed structural steel that makes it very, very durable in terms of wind resistance. And also, we've covered this with magnesium oxide board, which literally is a fireproof building material. So we've incorporated our fireproof, our structural load-bearing system that will actually handle winds up to 200 mile an hour. Not on the trailer,
right,
but when we strap it down to a foundation.
But a traditional house that's built with the Insul steel structure eco shell.
Exactly. So we're just demonstrating, you know, it's a shell. This happens to be a small shell, but we can also do this same thing with 10,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. As you can see on the siding that we're using, it's called New Cedar, which is a milled PVC, which is probably the most beautiful product that is being used in the market today. It's very durable, 25-year warranty against any type of erosion of the paint surface. And, you know, this material is being used on very, very expensive houses, and now we're bringing it to the small house.
Hmm. And you've got interior cabinets and other interior finishes by IKEA. There's a Unico micro HVAC unit. You've got PGT brand DP50 windows. There's even solar panels.
Exactly. So we've equipped this to be to function just like you would in a normal house with our state-of-the-art systems.
And these, and except for the IKEA cabinets, these all of the products that are used in the tiny house are products that Amerisips Homes uses when they build custom luxury homes.
Absolutely.
Here in the Charleston area.
That's correct. We build homes in probably five or six categories. One would be luxury. Then we build custom homes for people that want us to design and build their home. We're building semi-custom homes as well. And then production homes, ultimately, is where there's a large volume of customers buying in. So we can use this technology that we're using here for all types of homes, you know, from the 200-square-footer to a 10,000-square-foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're designing, you know, a very economic approach to the system. And we're also, you know, like I said, making it very, very energy efficient.
And the thing about an Amerisips built home is it's going to be extremely energy efficient. And traditional size homes that Amerisips Homes build, what kind of power bills are your customers experiencing?
Well, I just came from a client yesterday. We were doing a little touch-up work on their house for them, and their energy bills, it's almost 3,000 square feet, and their energy bills are going to run about $500 for the year.
For the year, not a month. That's what my bill was last month.
I understand that, and a lot of people are suffering from high energy cost bills. And in addition to that, the indoor air quality is so important here. So we've designed a system that will, for people that have any type of respiratory issues, whether it's COPD on the extreme to, you know, to hay fever, so we're able to control the quality of the air inside the building. And that whole process is actually certified by the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. So indoor air quality is important, but then we've also discovered a really, really important aspect of our building is the cost of insurance,
mm-hmm.
Particularly with homes that are near, let's say, near the water. They might be in a VE zone or an AE zone, and their insurance has been going up like crazy. So we took one of our homes to an insurance broker about 2 weeks ago. We showed them that It's made with the magnesium boards, which are basically fireproof. It's made with our indoor air quality system, which means we're going to get rid of the mold and mildew. It literally can't grow. And then it's totally waterproof. So when we put all this together and then added for them that the wind rating on this house is 200 mile an hour, the client we're talking to had a $6,000 quote on their insurance. Going back through this whole quote, it looks like they're going to end up with $1,800. So we're saving them about $3,000 to $4,000 a year on their electric bill. And we're saving them now, it looks like, another $3,000 on their cost of insurance.
Wow.
So it's just the ongoing cost of a house is more and more important to people. And I think it's more important now that they know that they have a choice. If you don't have a choice, like in your house, you're saying, well, I've got a $500 a month electric bill. But if somebody, if you're getting ready to build a house and you're thinking about that, and you say, well, if I could cut my electric bill by $4,000 a year, that's money in my pocket. But it's also money in my pocket that I've already paid the taxes on. So it's more the equivalent of maybe $6,000 or $7,000. Now, if we can bring insurance cost in lower and eliminate fires. You know, we had a fire in my family many years ago, and I'll never forget, you know, the devastation that happened. But the data shows that we got from the Red Cross that literally a house is burning in the United States every 39 minutes. It's almost everybody that you can talk to knows of someone that's had their house burned down. So we think that all of these elements should be a part of the home of the future, but people really want it today. Right. They don't want to wait.
And a they call it a stick-built home, a home that's built with 2x4s or 2x6s. Those that's made from wood, which is flammable, and you're and there is no wood in an AmeriSips home, built home. Is that correct?
Because well, if you look at the our little tiny house or bunkie here, you know, the structure is steel. The structure is covered and clad with the magnesium oxide boards, which really don't allow, you know, for the structure to burn, unlike, you know, wood, which is incredibly combustible. So all of those things, though, we're using wood furniture from IKEA in the cabinets, but and that won't stop someone from having a fire if they're smoking in bed. We need to probably clarify that. But the house structure itself is rated for up to a two-hour rated wall.
That's great. Well, I hope everyone will come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show this weekend and walk through. It's a tight fit. Hey, it's a tiny house, so you know, I think that's to be expected. But look at the tiny house, look inside, walk inside, talk to the folks at AmeriSips about how they can perhaps AmeriSips can help them build a traditional size home using some of these state-of-the-art building techniques that that you're going to see right here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on this tiny house.
You know, Tim, let me just add one other thing. We're, our building is situated right across the street from a marina that sells boats, and we've looked at the pricing of a 21, 22-foot boat. And the use that you can have of the boat, we see this as just an alternative possibly for weekend retreats for people that want to go to the mountains or go to the beach, and they don't have to go out and battle all the boats on the river and spend all that money on gasoline to power it. So it becomes a really practical family getaway. And anyway, I urge everyone to come down, take a look at it, see what you think. We'd love to have your suggestions and see what level of interest people actually have in becoming part of this tiny home nation.
Well, it's a beautiful tiny home, and it's got a great design. It's very interesting. I wouldn't mind it in my backyard. But tell everyone how they can get more information about AmeriSips Homes.
Well, most people go to our website, and that's just AmeriSips, AmeriSips.com. You can locate us there. You can call me on my cell phone, which is glad to talk to anyone at 404-558-3333.
Okay, terrific. Well, many thanks to AmeriSips Homes for constructing this amazing tiny home for the Charleston Home and Design Show. And throughout the year, you'll be seeing this tiny home at different events all around Charleston. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining me, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, organized by Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And it's been a great show so far, and it's going to continue throughout the weekend. Today's hours... we opened the show at 10 o'clock this morning. It's been great traffic, and we go until 6 o'clock today. And if you can't make it down to the show today, show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we're in downtown Charleston at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, inside the heated Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. Sometimes people get a little confused and they think the football field. Nothing is on the football field. Everything is undercover, protected from the elements. The majority of the show is inside a heated concourse area, which is underneath the stadium seating. And the Citadel underwent a $42 million renovation a few years ago, and it's a great facility. We are very excited to be here, and we want you to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show today and tomorrow. And joining us now is our managing editor at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Megan Bush. How you doing, Megan?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Now, Megan, you are working on the club level, which is the fourth floor of the Johnson Haygood Stadium. And there's two elevators that take people up to the fourth floor club level. And the club level is kind of an exclusive area. If you ever go to Johnson Haygood Stadium for a football game, you not everybody gets to get access to the club level here at Johnson Haygood Stadium. But this weekend, everybody can go to the club level, where we have displays. A lot of our vendors have displays, as well as the huge concourse area downstairs. But tell everybody what's going on besides a number of vendor displays on the fourth floor club level. What else is going on the fourth floor club level here at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
I think the most exciting thing on the fourth floor club level is our design consultations. And what we're doing is we've invited several ASID designers that see American Society of Interior Designers, and they're all certified and all fantastic at what they do, and they have volunteered their time to give our homeowners free 30-minute consultations. Hmm. So what that means is our homeowners coming to the show, most of them are planning to build or remodel. They can bring their plans, they can bring their fabric swatches, room dimensions, samples of flooring or countertops and cabinetry, paint colors, pictures of inspiration from Pinterest or Howl's or just from Google. They can bring all of these things to the stadium and have a chance to meet with an interior designer for 30 minutes for free. And we have a host of great designers signed up. You know, several of them were here yesterday on Friday to give a ton of consultations. And then today we have a good number of designers here at the show ready to meet with you.
You know, one of the we've been offering these free design consultations to homeowners since our very first home show back in 2004. And I like to give credit where credit is due. As we were gearing up to launch the Charleston Home and Design Show back in 2004, I was doing a lot of research, and I went to New York with my wife, and we attended the Architectural Digest magazine home show that they have every March up in Manhattan. And one of the things that I noticed at the show was that they had a special section set aside where they had ASID interior designers that are certified through the American Society of Interior Design, offering free design consultations to homeowners that were coming to the home show. And I thought that was a great idea, and approached the local chapter of the American Society of Interior Design way back in 2003, and we've been partnering with the Carolinas chapter of the American Society of Interior Design at every single one of our January home shows since 2004. And we've got a number of local interior designers, professional interior designers, who are volunteering their time today, and they also did this yesterday, and offering their expertise, sharing their expertise for free to homeowners. And tell everybody, give credit to the interior designers that are here today.
Absolutely. Today we have Lauren Messina, Stacia Burke, Duval Acker, Marion Chatfield, Mindy Heilman, and Margaret Norcott here for design consultations. Now, yesterday we had some other designers, too, that of course we want to give credit to, and that's Cindy Zimmerman and Nicole Norris and Donna Horak. And again, Stacia Burke was here yesterday, but she's back again today to give some more consultations to you guys.
Great. And all week long we've been promoting the fact that we want homeowners to sign up for a free design consultation, to reserve a spot for a free design consultation. And we do have quite a few reservations this afternoon, but we always manage to work in people who have not made a reservation. So if you didn't get a chance to make a reservation for a free design consultation, no worries. Just come when you enter the show at Gate 2 here at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. Tell one of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staff that you're interested in a free design consultation, and we'll work you in. We'll make sure that we can find a spot for you this afternoon.
Absolutely. We still have a few openings this afternoon, so come on down.
And once again, Megan, you've kind of been the liaison in the design consultation area for several of our shows. And what have you experienced? You've seen tell our listeners about the different types of design dilemmas that homeowners have come to the show and met with an interior designer for a free design consultation in the past.
Absolutely, Tim. Sometimes homeowners show up and they just have simple questions. You know, I have a blue couch. What can I do with it? You know, what colors go with it? How can I arrange it in the room so that it fits and so that it looks chic? Other times, homeowners come in with an entire house to design. I know that I spoke on the phone recently with a homeowner who has signed up for a consultation, and her house just flooded. So she is looking to redo all the rooms, all the bathrooms, all the kitchens, the whole nine yards. So she just needs direction for the whole house to make it look cohesive. Beyond that, I think the best consultations are those in which you can bring some pictures or mm-hmm. bring some fabric samples or anything that helps the designers get a sense of the room that, you know, you're trying to design.
People have asked advice about choosing colors for rooms in
yes,
the house.
Absolutely.
And that's a big thing. You know, homeowners are worried about, you know, you go from one room to another and you want a different color in that other room. Will it flow? Will there, you know, is it going to stick out like a sore thumb or something like that? And working with a professional ASID interior designer, they are capable of pulling everything together, everything in your home, and making it work, and so that it looks like your house or your room or whatever that you're working on looks like a million bucks.
Yes, completely. And it's also like the feel of a room too. A lot of times, you know, you can say, well, I want a calm, peaceful feel in here, but it's hard to know what to do to achieve that. And these designers know exactly how to do that. You can say, I want this room to be bright and cheery, and they can pull that together in a way that's classy and that mm-hmm. looks good.
Well, today's your chance to sample what it's like to work with a professional interior designer, and you're going to be surprised. I would venture to say you'll be amazed when you finish your design consultation. Come prepared. 20 to 30 minute design consultation doesn't sound like a long time, but it actually you can get quite a bit accomplished. And several of the interior designers who've provided free design consultations in the past have told me that that homeowners oftentimes will hire them for an hour just to pick paint colors or to look at a floor plan, to arrange furniture or whatever design dilemma that you have. It doesn't take a lot of time, and oftentimes homeowners will it will go fast, and so we do ask people that try to make the most of this experience. Come prepared, and sometimes homeowners have said, I want to work with you. I want to hire you. Can we continue this relationship after this free design consultation?
Absolutely. I think that's happened on several numerous occasions, and it's turned into a great partnership. And sometimes those projects even end up in the pages of Charleston Home and Design.
Tell everyone, remind everyone what they should bring with them to make the most of their free design consultation today with a professional ASID interior designer.
We recommend any of these, whatever you can bring. So think about bringing house plans or room dimensions, fabric swatches, samples of cabinetry or countertops or your flooring, some paint colors that you're considering, or even pictures from a magazine or Houzz or Pinterest that you like, something that will give the designers an idea of your style.
Good deal. And let's also give credit to all of the professional ASID interior designers who volunteered their time this weekend.
Sure, absolutely. We've got Donna Horak, Lauren Messina, Marion Chatfield, Stasia Burke, Cynthia Zimmerman, Duval Acker, Nicole Norris, Mindy Heilman, and Margaret Norcott.
All right. Well, thank you to all of the of those professional ASID interior designers for volunteering their time this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And once again, we're it's a little too late to reserve a spot, but just come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, located at 68 Haygood Avenue. We're here until 6 o'clock tonight, and design consultations go until what time tonight?
They are actually running tonight until 5 o'clock.
Until 5 o'clock today. So there's plenty of time to come on down to the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium, 68 Haygood Avenue in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Megan.
You're welcome.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on right now at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium in downtown Charleston, located at 68 Haygood Avenue. And show hours today, we started at 10 o'clock this morning, and we'll be open until 6 o'clock today. And show hours on Sunday, if you don't get a chance to come today, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And if you want more information, you can visit our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And speaking of websites and the internet and social media, we're joined by Meredith Poston, Charleston Home and Design Magazine's social media director. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm well. Thanks, Tim.
Meredith, you've been very busy this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Tell our listeners what you've been up to.
Well, we have so much going on. We're really excited about this show. Wonderful vendors and so many great products. And so I've just been going around getting some photos and talking with our vendors and just everyone at the home show to try and get as many photos and information up on our social media pages as possible.
So I guess let's project to one of our listeners. Our listeners might be in their car right now. They may be on their way to the Charleston Home and Design Show. They may be out doing errands, and they're thinking about going to the Charleston Home and Design Show today or tomorrow. What can they do to maybe preview the Charleston Home and Design Show? What have you been doing this weekend that can help homeowners before they arrive here at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Well, you can check us out on Instagram at CHDMag. That's MAG. And you can also check us out on Twitter at CHD Mag. And we're just posting a lot of great tweets, photos on both of those. Also, we're on Facebook at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So if you follow us on Facebook, again, a lot of these posts about the home show, that's just been what I've been busy with all weekend. So continue that today, you know, the rest of today and tomorrow.
So it's sort of like getting a sneak peek before you arrive at the Charleston Home and Design Show. You could visit the Charleston Home and Design Show Facebook page and or some of the other platforms that you just mentioned and see some and read about some of the postings that you've done already this weekend and look at photographs of some of the interesting products and services that vendors are displaying this weekend?
Yes, you can just get a bit of a taste of what you can expect at the home show. So just kind of get excited, get your gears going so you can, you know, come on down and experience it yourself. If for whatever reason you're not in the area, you're just tied up all weekend, then, you know, just live vicariously through me because I'll be posting all weekend.
Well, and the other thing that we're going to want people to do when they come to the Charleston Home and Design Show is register to win one of six different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away. These six different prizes to locals. We always have local winners with our contests with our home shows, and there'll be six different local winners. And the way you could potentially become a winner is you need to come to the show and fill out a registration form. And when you do that, you will also be asking you for your email address. And when you sign up for one of those six prizes, in the weeks to come, you're also going to be getting some very interesting things emailed to you from Charleston Home and Design Magazine, such as?
Well, we have a great editorial email that goes out every week, just with some wonderful tips and ideas for your home. We also have a weekly savings club email. And of course, you have the option to opt out if, you know, you're not into having your emails delivered, but you know, we have some great info, great renovation tips and specials by local service and product providers.
Yeah, and the weekly savings club, that is a really good thing to sign up for, because we are constantly contacting our the businesses, the companies that you see in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and asking them, do you have any discontinued items? Do you have any items that that you want to put on special? And a lot of times they've heavily discounted these items, and you get an email showing about five different offers in our weekly savings club, these items get snapped up very quickly from our readers who get these emails.
Yes, they you know, great sales going on at our retail locations, you know, that are featured in our magazine, and like you said, different products, services, and people really you know, go at them. So it's good to get a bit of an insider's view as to specials going on in the Lowcountry.
Well, what are some of the platforms that folks can look at before they arrive here at the Charleston Home and Design Show, going on tonight until 6 o'clock, and show hours Sunday from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Again, you can look at us on Instagram and Twitter at CHDMag. Also Facebook, Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And you can also just search any of those outlets and Pinterest for hashtag CHD Home Show, because that streams all of the posts that are done not only by Charleston Home and Design, but also vendors and attendees of the home show are encouraged to use this hashtag to just link all of the posts from the home show.
And of course, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, the old-fashioned website too, as mm-hmm. well. Well, great. Well, we've been talking with Meredith Poston, social media director here for Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we hope to see you sometime today until 6 o'clock, or perhaps tomorrow. Visit the Charleston Home and Design Show from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Sunday. Thanks, Meredith.
Thank you, Tim. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you.
will do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.